Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 good morning, everybody. This is K-Now from Chi-Town. And I got my bro, a.k.a. Isaac, a.k.a. Ace, on the line. Talk sports and things. How you doing, Ace?
What's up, bro?
Nothing much, nothing much. How you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Oh, that's good. That's always good to hear. All right, this is not going to be a regular 30-minute show. We're going to do 20 minutes, then we're going to cut. Got a couple things both of us have to do, so just pitching in real quick. So we're going to move along pretty quick. My first thing is, since everybody, I've been talking about it all week, what's your picks for this weekend? Between the Packers, Falcons, and the Patriots, Steelers.
I'm going to have to go with the Falcons over the Packers. I hate the Packers with a passion, so I would never pick the Packers against anybody. That's
okay,
just me personally.
I got the Falcons too.
You got the Falcons too? I think the Falcons are a better offense than the Packers. As is probably just me. I don't know. But as far as the Patriots and
they're playing with more hunger.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They are. They definitely. They playing like they want it.
Yeah.
But as far as New England and Pittsburgh, can't go wrong with Tom Brady. You can't.
No matter who he has,
like, as his receivers, he always gets the job done. So that's why I go Tom Brady whenever it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, but Le'Veon Bell is the man on the mission right now.
He is. That's true. That's true. I don't know. I just don't want to see a repeat of, you know, Big Ben and Green Bay. You know, I don't want to see a repeat of that. That was terrible last time.
I don't think Green Bay is going to be able to put it off. They got a couple little side bets. You know, my dad, he's a Packers fan.
You both got Packers fan dads, huh?
Well, he became a Packers fan because he was a Brett Favre fan. So, since Brett Favre left and Aaron Rodgers is, you know, not going to lie, I don't like the Packers neither, but I got to give that boy his credit. Aaron Rodgers is a bad
guy. Yeah,
fan.
Nah, he's so, good.
Hey, I'm just saying. Aaron Rodgers, he hold it down for the Packers. I don't know how he pulled last game up out of his ass, but he did.
Yeah.
So I got a bet with him on that one. Then I got a coworker who he just don't believe Brady can lose. So I went with the Steelers, man. I mean, yeah, Tom Brady do make nobodies look very, very good. But I mean, just look at the makeup. I mean, yeah, Pittsburgh, I don't believe that they even threw a touchdown pass last week. But Le'Veon Bell, 170 yards rushing, if he do that against New England, it's over.
I don't know.
Le'Veon
Bell, New England,
has a hot game.
I don't know, because New England is it's one of those things where you can't bet against Tom Brady. Like, if there was some type of defense being played on either side, then all right, I'll go with Pittsburgh, because if their defense was like what it used to be, then yeah, you can say they can still hold Tom Brady down a little bit. But with the defense
they got now,
I don't see them slowing him down.
If they blitz the way the Texans blitzed in the first half of their game, Tom Brady's gonna have problems. Because the Texans, one thing that the Texans did show is that line is not as fortified as everybody think it is. Because they was getting to Tom Brady left and right.
I don't think Tom Brady ever had, like, a top five line ever. I think he just made do with what he had. Like, he got the ball out there quick enough for them to look good.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. If they can get to him quicker than he can get it out, I mean, because Pittsburgh got some decent DBs. So if they can stop the wide receivers, jam the wide receivers at the line. I'm not too much worried about Martellus Bennett. He was a Bear. I know he can't catch under pressure. So, you know, if they jam the receivers at the line, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's hard to jam Edelman. You know, he too quick for all that jamming.
Yeah, but if you jam him with a linebacker and then let the DB take over after that, he ain't gonna have no choice but to stay there.
I don't know, man. Them receivers, like, especially him,
he's
found a way to get open.
I feel sorry for his blind side because James Harrison is a man on a mission.
I don't know. I can't go with Pittsburgh on this one. If it was the old Pittsburgh defense, you know, with Troy back there, then maybe. But right now,
yeah.
Do they even still have Ryan Clark? I don't even know who's on that. Like, who's that safety?
No, Ryan Clark is a commentator on ESPN, man.
Yeah, see, like they safeties out of like who? I don't know their safety.
I mean, they got. That's what I'm saying. They got some decent safeties. I mean, Ryan Clark left when Polamalu left. Why not? I mean, that was like husband and wife. You only good as long as you got another solid safety on the side
exactly.
of you. So why not leave when he leaves? You already got a ring.
Right, right. I don't know. I mean, that's going to be. I mean, the more interesting game is going to be the Atlanta and the Green Bay game. I think. Well, to me personally. That one's gonna be more interesting it's almost like even. Like neither one of their defenses are really that good, and they're just like a high power offense. So it's gonna be a lot of throwing the ball. That's my thing.
Yeah. A lot of people was mad at me because I had the Packers winning against New York and the Cowboys. And the only reason why I hit Green Bay in the first two games is because I don't like New York. I don't like a lot of people think it's Hayden, but I don't like Eli Manning at all. I didn't like Peyton Manning and I didn't like Archie. I really didn't like Eli because of the way he came into the league. He felt entitled.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to play
for the
Chargers. So,
yeah.
And then, as much as I don't like Green Bay, I don't like Dallas even more. So I was like, yeah, I go kind of like everybody been saying all year, go with the lesser evil. So I went with them too. But in this game right here, I'm going with the Falcons. Matt Ryan been fire all year.
Yeah, so we're on the same page with the Atlanta over Green Bay.
Yeah.
And did they say if did you hear if Jordy Nelson was going to play or not? Because I know he took that hit. I'm pretty sure he fractured something.
Yeah, he fractured two ribs.
Fractured his ribs. Yeah.
As far as I heard, he was going to give it a go in practice and see how it is. If he do play, it's going to be every 2-3 snaps. If he do play. And he's going to have
to. They might as well not even waste their time putting him out there.
And he's going to have to play with a flank jacket. And he already expressed how he don't like playing with flank jackets because it limits his stretching ability when he's trying to catch high passes. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Me personally, I probably would try. I mean, it's the playoffs, you know. Even though he already have a ring, it's just something about, you know, not being out there during the playoffs kind of eats you up on the inside. I know you know about it because you play sports too, but it's just like, yeah, you want to be out there, but if he can't physically run and catch the ball and breathe properly, then I don't think he should.
I think he should just go and sit it out. He injured. Just go ahead and sit it out.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
I mean, you don't want to get out there and then hurt the team. Like, you're injured. Go ahead and sit down. See if you guys can advance and then hold off another week. See if you can hold off at least another week. Don't go in there and hurt the team because if you're going out there, you can't run as fast. You can't stretch. You can't do what you want to do. There's no point in getting out
exactly.
there and, you know, getting out there, you had 70%, if that.
Exactly. A lot of
he might be a distraction or something, but.
Yeah, and everybody, couple people saying, well, they can put him at slot, but you put him at slot, that means he's got to run through the linebackers. You definitely don't want him doing that.
Yeah, not at all. Because they're going to try to hit him as hard as they can every play.
Oh, man, they're going to jam his ass every time. And it's not going to be a high jam. It's going to be a hit his ass in the gut.
Mm-hmm. Make him feel it. Make him want to get out of the game. So they definitely should just go ahead and just sit him down and try to do it without him. That's their best bet.
So, did you see my trade proposal on the sports page last night?
I glanced at it, but I didn't really read into it.
I had a hypothetical scenario where, because everyone has Cleveland, if Cleveland don't take Miles Garrett with their first pick, they sniffing dope. But they got Cleveland taking Miles Garrett, San Francisco taking Mitch Trubisky, and it fluctuates between Chicago taking Allen and Adams, you know, the defensive lineman and the safety.
Yeah, and the safety.
So, yeah, you know, if Adams...
You can't go wrong with either one of those picks.
Exactly. But if Allen is still there, if Jonathan Allen's still there, they have to take him. Because, pass rush, if your line and your linebackers are always in the quarterback face, the quarterback will always, always just about fuck up or rush his throat. So, these have some solid DBs back there to counter it. My question was, if Allen falls down to the Bears, then what if the Bears trade Jay Cutler, the second-round pick, Cal Fuller, and next year first round to Cleveland for an offensive tackle and that 12th pick? And get, if Adams is still on the board, get Adams or Jabril Peppers or somebody else.
Hold on, so you basically saying we'll have two first-round picks within top 15. Is that what you're saying? Or are we trading away our first-round pick?
No, we're trading away our second-round pick in next year first with Jay Cutler and Cal Fuller.
It'll be an improvement for the Browns, but I don't think the Browns will fall for that trade. It'll be an improvement for that team, but as far as value, I don't think the Browns will look at that and say, oh, yeah, this is worth it. I mean, it'll be good on our end. Yeah, that'll be great on our end.
I mean, because I like RG3. I want to see RG3 go to Cleveland and prevail, but it seems like he can't get hit anymore. Every time he takes a tackle, he gets injured. So I don't see Cleveland trying him for another season.
Yeah.
Well,
but
it
you
would
look
be
at
smart
it.
For them to try him for another season.
Well, we got Cutler. Cutler is 33. I mean, he might, if he hits the free agency, he might be the best quarterback option out there, which is sad because he's a bit of a turnover prone. Everybody know that. So for him to be the best out there, and that, we're probably going to release him. So what do they really gain from that?
But see, what I'm saying is they gain a quarterback that, he's turnover prone, but he's not as injury prone as Robert Griffin. With that second pick,
that's
with the
true.
Second round, in the second round, you have the first and the third pick. You can easily get a quarterback with one of those two picks. You can still get one of them and let Jay Cutler throw for this first year. I mean, the Bears still have to eat half his contract the next year if we don't release him. If we don't release him by March, I think we trade him, we got to eat half of that contract, half of his salary for next year. So it's not a real big – I mean, you're not losing that as in money. And as you can see, Jay Cutler likes throwing big bumps. You got two receivers – that like stretching the field. So it helps them out, and they get a cornerback. Of course, we can pick we'll draft.
I don't know how much of a cornerback he is, man. Oh,
well,
Kyle Fuller,
he showed immaturity.
I don't know if I'll play him at cornerback. To me, he's a safety. He has to play safety. Like he's not a cover guy. Like he's never looking at the receiver. Well, at the receiver or at the ball. I don't know what he's looking at half the time. I think he's just running to a zone. Like his play is a zone every play. Like they could be playing man, he's playing zone.
Exactly.
Like I mean, when we first got him his first year, he played decent. Like I think that was pretty much because Tillman was out there.
Exactly.
True. That's all. Like he's not worth anything to me. Like unless he can like come back and show something amazing. Like as far as value on our end, we'll get the better end of that deal hands down. But as far as Cleveland, I don't think Cleveland is that desperate to bite on you know Jay Cutler and Kyle Fuller.
Okay, so how do you feel about going hard after Eric Berry if they let him go? I don't know if they're going to be able to afford him and Dimitri Poe, but.
I mean, if we got a shot at him, yeah, I say go all in. Because if we got a shot at getting Berry, I mean, that would be a better compliment with Amos back there. I mean, because Amos is not, he's not bad. He just doesn't have the support that he needs. Amos is good. He was good his first year. He fell off a little bit. He was missing a few tackles this year. But the entire secondary is just, it's just got a big trash can over it. Nobody was able to play
the problem this year. The problem with Amos is the way that the defense is playing, Amos is playing because we have two linebackers rushing the quarterback damn near every single play. He's playing that third linebacker spot. He's a in between. He play in between where the safeties and the linebackers are at. And that other safety, I don't know who his name is, but the safety that's standing behind him be twiddling his thumb in his ass because he's never where he's supposed to be at. Never where he's supposed to be at. He's supposed to drop back and cover the middle of the field. He never does that, and it cost us, what, four games this year?
I wouldn't say that was all on him because some of those, what was it, Demonte Hurst and what's the other guy that they usually throw in there? They throw so many of them, like Pazinski or something like that.
A lot of them are out
of position too. Like that's it. Most of that, I mean, I'll give him like some of the plays where like he's covering the tight end and he's in the wrong position. But a lot of those plays, like the deep middle, he's usually not the guy that's in coverage in the middle. It's usually that, what is that, the strong safety that's in deep coverage back there. But I guess they like Amos more to patrol the line than anything. But
exactly.
It's usually that other safety
thing,
that screws up.
That's the other thing. If we draft Adams normally in LSU, that's what he normally plays. He patrols the line and play up there by the linebackers. So Amos will have to be the one to drop back in those situations. Unless, you know.
I'm sure he can do that. I mean, so Amos already plays free. So he should be the one dropping back in the coverage regardless. He does play free, right? And the other safeties we have, they play strong. They flip through strong safety. So, yeah, that would be perfect. If we get Adams, he can play strong because that's the guy that's supposed to be down on the line anyway. He's like that, you know, fourth linebacker or fifth linebacker in our case.
Yeah. And and what do you think? So it sounds like we both agree defense with that third pick.
I mean, we got to. There's nobody on offense worth a third round pick in a draft to me.
That's what I've been saying. There's no quarterback in this draft is worth that third overall pick. There's no quarterback.
It's the two guys that go 1-2, if they do go 1-2, I don't think those quarterbacks are worth it either.
If quarterbacks go 1-2 and Myles Garrett is still on the board for us at 3?
Right. Because some mock drafts I've seen have two quarterbacks going off the board first.
What?
Which would be stupid.
I would love that. I would love that. I would love Myles Garrett falling to three. But no quarterback that's in this draft. I mean, yeah, you can make the case for Mitch Trubisky going two, but I don't. And I just go by history, past drafts. There's never in the past since 2000. I think it's only been 1 year where more than three quarterbacks have been drafted in the first round. So we're still going to have great pickings in that second round with that third pick.
And see, I mean, we could pull that off and be somewhat of a miracle if they're dumb enough to go 1-2 like that.
If they're dumb enough to go 1-2 like that, and we get Myles Garrett, we still have a shot at Brad Kaya in the second round.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping. Like, I've seen his film, and I'm hoping that if someone is talking about grabbing the guy, I hope we, like, move up in the draft. Like, do something to help the offense from, like, in the second round, or at least, like, in the late first round.
Yeah, because I like Brad Kaya. I was talking about Brad Kaya and Mitch Trubisky with Derek, with my brother Derek, before everybody else was talking about them.
Yeah. And I was keeping the post and everything.
Yeah, so, I mean, Brad Kaya, he's not – everyone's saying we need a mobile quarterback. We don't need a mobile quarterback. We need a quarterback that can get out of trouble when he gets into trouble. That's what we need.
Exactly.
We don't need a mobile quarterback. We need a quarterback who can get out of bullshit when it happens.
He looked like he got, you know, good arm strength. He's like he got some good accuracy. Like, that's all. We really need some good decision-making because most of the quarterbacks we get, they ain't too bright when it comes to decision-making. And then if we do get a good one that has good decision making, they can't throw the ball 30 yards down the damn field.
Hoyer.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. Like, he got good decision making, but he can't throw the ball down the field like he should be able to. Like, I've seen some of his tapes in Houston. Like, okay, he can throw the ball. Like, he used to give DeAndre Hopkins some nice passes. He also missed a shit ton of passes.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that made me mad about Hoyer.
Like, we got Alshon Jeffrey. The guy is 6'4". The average cornerback is about maybe 5'10", maybe. Throw the ball up. This is all Cutler used to do. Cutler didn't give a shit about, you know, being accurate at that point. Like, this guy is 5'10". Alshon Jeffrey is 6'4". He's gonna be able to out-jump him all day long. So throw the ball up. Give Alshon a chance to catch the ball.
Throw the ball up.
And make sure you put it, if you do throw it up, make sure you put it in a position where only he can get it. Sometimes Cutler, you know, hit it on the mark, and sometimes he just completely fucking missed. But Hoyer, on the other hand, like, I don't know if he can even make it down the field throwing the damn ball. I've seen his highlight reel, and he was hitting some deep passes. So the strength is there. The arm strength is definitely there.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully everything go right. Hopefully Cleveland and San Francisco draft quarterback. Myles Garrett fall down to the Bears, and then we get Brad Kaya in the second round. And if not, trade up for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping they do. Like, don't sit back and wait and be patient in the draft. Trade up to get the good guys, man.
Yeah, because push come to shove, trade that second round pick and the third round pick to move up in the first, and then trade Jay Cutler for a fourth or a fifth round pick later on.
We might could squeeze a third round pick out of somebody who desperate for a quarterback. We probably could.
Yeah,
I mean, he's 33, so that's reaching. But if somebody desperate, they'll give us that third round pick, especially if they don't see any value in the third round for them. I mean, but it's gonna be a lot of value in the third round. So I don't know.
Yeah, because there's a lot of defense coming up this year again. But we need all offensive tackles and guards. We need an offensive
line. I don't know about – I think the middle of our line is solid. We got Cal and we got Sitton, and then we got the rookie in the middle. I think those three guys are solid. I don't think he's coming back.
He is. But the question is, will they pick him at left guard or would they put him back
no,
at
no,
center?
No. He's a strict center. Like that's all he plays is center. He doesn't have no versatility. He's a center. That's it. That's all.
Okay, well put him back at center and pit I forgot the dude who's there now.
Whitehair.
We'll put him Whitehair. Pit Cody Whitehair on the left side like he was supposed to be in the first place.
Then what now we got Sitton. Where Sitton's gonna go?
Sitton's
that's a lot
on
of money
the left
we'll have to move Sitton. What are you talking about putting him at Whitehair at tackle?
Yeah.
Ah, he don't got the arm look to be a tackle. That's why they never moved him to tackle, because he was originally supposed to be a tackle. He doesn't have the arm length. That's why they want him inside. That's why he was going to be a guard until Hronus Gasu got injured. Once he got injured, they were like, okay, we need a center. So they moved him. They plugged him in the middle. And to be honest, like, I think he played better than any center we've had since
Olin Cruz.
Got his name though. Olin Cruz, yep. I haven't seen us like with a good center since Olin Cruz. So and that guy, like I said, he played his first game or first couple of games with iffy, he's getting ran over a little bit. But after that, he's been smooth selling since then. Like I haven't really seen too many screw ups from him.
I think they're gonna pit Garcu over there with Kyle Long here. I mean because Kyle he the one who really pushed for him because they played with each other in Oregon.
Yeah,
he the
in
one
Oregon,
who really
yeah.
pushed for him. So maybe they get rid of Bobby Massey and let Gersu take over Bobby Massey's spot or move Bobby Massey to the other side.
We got to cut Bobby Massey. Either he's going to have to take a pay cut or they need to cut him because he's soaking up too much money to have that mediocre play.
Well,
like they paid him. They overpaid for him. If he would have came and dominated the way he's supposed to, the way we paid him, then it would have been fine. Like, all right, you can leave him over there. He's good. That right side of the line would be fine with him and Calhoun that side. But he didn't play up to his or hype or his standards or whatever you want to call it. He didn't play up to it. He didn't live up to it at all.
No.
Like he played like some fourth round pick that we got and just plugged in. That's how he played.
Yeah, you're right. But maybe they put Gershu over there with Cal Long and move Bobby to the left side or cut Bobby. I hope they cut Houston. And
I think we had this conversation before about Houston. Like, I don't think.
Yeah.
Although he's an injury prone, he's our lead in fact. He don't got no issue at all.
Man, but bruh, he keep tearing his ACL on celebrations. He not even tearing
yeah.
his ACL in action. He tear his ACL celebrating a sack.
Yeah, he got a point.
Or he got to get cut.
Yeah, that's the two options they're going to probably have for him.
Especially if Miles Garrett or we do go Jonathan Allen. That means somebody's getting cut.
Allen, he's going to be more of a lineman than a linebacker. Because I think they're going to play him probably. If we do get him, he's going to be a defensive end. Because we got
Eddie Goldman.
What is it?
But see, Eddie Goldman can play end, too. He played end a couple
Goldman,
of years.
But we need that big body in the middle, though. You move him out of the middle, who do you put right there?
But see, Allen, I didn't see footage of Allen. Allen actually, he works better on the inside for the simple fact he's a mismatch to any center you put him up against. He's a complete mismatch because he's faster and stronger than any center that he faces. So he gets past them real quick. But when you put Allen on the edge, he's still a phenomenal player, but it takes him a little bit longer because tackles and guards are more athletic than centers.
For the most part, yeah.
Yes.
But you still got to think about, so you put him on the inside, now he got to worry about two guys now. It's not a one-on-one matchup every time. It's going to be he's got to worry about two guys. He's got to worry about that center or that left, that center and that left or right guard. Because they're gonna definitely be helping each other. That's the best part about being in the middle of the line. Like, you're going to have help for the most part. Now, being on the outside,
well,
you got that one-on-one.
He got some good technique, though. I just seen his hand techniques. He be shedding some blocks that be pretty good at first. And then next thing you know, he do a couple moves, he do a quick move, and he out of it.
Either way, you can't go wrong in either position. if he play nose or if he play on the end, either way, he's gonna be dominant on that line. Like he's gonna make some noise on the line.
Yeah, but more likely you will be in. We're gonna need Eddie Goldman to stay healthy though. But the show is coming to an end. I know you gotta go in, take care of your business, figure ready to do a couple things myself. I appreciate you coming on to the show. I will have
no
you
problem,
on
bro.
Again. I definitely wanna have you on for the show, about the auto show. After we go to the auto show, get a couple of back and forth about the cars that's there. So I'll be having you back home, bro.
All right, cool. Great being on.
All right, thank you. This is K-Down.
All right, bro.
From Chi-Town. Holler at y'all later.